It is extremely important that you know that God's plans for you are out of this world. It is extremely important that you know that God's plans for you are nothing that you could ever even imagine for yourself. And if you were given the option to imagine the plans for yourself, you never would have imagined what God has in store for you. This church is a church that hears God. This is a church that hears God. So I believe without a doubt that in this church that there are people who have heard the words that God has spoken into their spirits for this season. And if you're hearing what God is telling you, the truth is, it should be shaking you to your fleshly bones. Because in the natural, it is impossible for you to do what God wants you to do. And every part of your natural flesh comes in alignment with the will of God, and it causes you to say, God, I can't do it, but you can. But you can. If what God is speaking to you, if what God is sharing with you, if what God is whispering into your ear or into your heart, what He is destining you, what He is causing you to believe in, if what God is doing in you does not cause you to stand back and say, God, I can't do this, the truth is you're not hearing God fully. If what God is calling you to do does not make you get way out of your comfort zone, you are hearing God fully for this season in your life. God does not want us to live a natural life, church. God does not want us to live a natural walk. He wants us to do supernatural things. God's plans for us are beyond what we could even imagine we could do, but God's plans for us are sure. They are concrete. But if you are hearing God on a natural level, that's not the best God has for you. There's a lot of reasons that we do that. There's a lot of reasons that we don't hear God completely on what His plans, His dreams. You know, in the first service I said this, I remember one of the first times I really realized, man, God is dreaming through me. Because God came to me and He spoke this word to me and He said, this year you're going to walk on water, child. I had no idea what that meant, but it made me scared to death. I knew it was spiritual. I knew God was leading me somewhere. I knew I couldn't do it on my own. I knew I couldn't even figure out what He was saying. But I knew that God was calling me to live a supernatural walk that year. If you aren't being challenged by God in the natural, you're not hearing God in the supernatural. You're not. And there's a lot of reasons we do that. A lot of times that we don't put ourselves in a position for God to speak to us about us. David is a great person in the Bible because he always was going to that level with God. And in Psalms 19, he said, who can understand his errors? What that means is, who can understand where I'm at fault? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. That word presumptuous means prideful. Arrogant. If what you're doing can be done in the natural with your own abilities, with your own hand, that's not the best that God has for you. If what your plans, if you can see yourself fulfilling them with what, where you're walking in your own abilities, in your own talents, that's not the best God has for you. That's not the dreams He wants to dream through you. So David had this real honest relationship with God. He's like, God, keep me from that. Getting out of your will of sin, keep me from doing things in a way that I think I can do them. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgressions. And we would say, God, you know what? We don't ever think that we can do anything. But church, we do. We do. We do get into the mold, into the way, because why? It's easy. It's easier to do things in your own abilities than to do things in the supernatural ability God wants you to walk into. It's not easy to walk the faith walk God wants you to walk into, but it's good. That's how you come up with doubt and you come out an overcomer. It's because you take what you have and you put it face to face with God and you let Him step into you and you walk out something completely different. That's the plan and the walk that God has us walking in these seasons. But how do we not hear? How are we people that don't hear? Well, you look at the Pharisees, remember, in the time of Jesus. Jesus said, man, you have ears, but you can't hear. And the reason they couldn't hear is because they were hard-hearted, and they were stubborn, and they were prideful, and they kept their ears from hearing what the Holy Spirit was saying. Hey, this in here is going on. They wouldn't let Him in. And we do that at times. We stop letting the Holy Spirit speak in here, because when He starts speaking in here, things in here have to change. Things in here can't stay the same. And that is a good place for where you're going, but that's not a good place if you want to stay in a comfortable place. So one of the reasons we see that we can't hear is because that we don't let God challenge us with us. We don't let Him truthfully talk to us about us. We don't let Him come in and have His way in us, so we just get stubborn. And we get hard-hearted. And we say, I am living for God. And God says, well, you know what? This area, I am living for God. And God, you know what? God is still speaking, but we have ears that don't hear. We have ears that don't hear. Secondly, another reason that a lot of times we don't hear fully this great picture of what God is wanting to do for us, we're not hearing clearly, is because what we hear is filtered through our own insecurities, and it's filtered through our own selfishness and our own wants. Now, think about Job. I told him earlier, you know, Job is somebody God always makes me go back to when He's teaching me something. So in some way, I must be like Job. God always is using Job as a teaching factor for me. So Job was given this great word from God. And here's what God told him. He said, go to Nineveh and tell them judgment's coming. Go to this great city and tell them judgment's coming. That grieved God's heart. God did not want to destroy those people. God did not want that for them. So God came and told Jonah that he had a mission, and it was to go and say, hey, God sees what you do, and He's not happy with it, and that judgment will come if you stay here. Now, Jonah heard only through ears of insecurity. Okay, ears of selfishness. So Jonah heard, God wants me to go and tell them judgment's coming. And when I tell them judgment coming, I'm going to get to stand back and be the most incredible prophet that this day has seen. Because judgment's going to come, and then I'm going to get to be the one that everybody says, did you know Jonah's a big prophet? Did you know Jonah's a big prophet? And that was the hearing that Jonah heard. Well, God told Jonah to go tell Nineveh to repent. God told Jonah to go tell him, hey, what you're doing's not right. And God's heart got filtered through what God was telling Jonah to do, because Jonah heard it through a filter. So when God did what He said He would do, when God came to Nineveh and those people repented and God came in and God showed up and God loved them, Jonah, instead of becoming one of the greatest evangelists of that time, he pouted and he walked away and he didn't even see God's faithfulness. He didn't see what God was doing. He didn't see the faithfulness of God. He really felt like God abandoned him. He really felt like God had abandoned him. That God told him that was going to happen, and that didn't happen that way. And he stood on the side over here mad and pouting. And so instead of us saying, you know what? God used Jonah in this incredible way to bring the message of love and repentance to an entire city, a great city. They turned from their wicked ways. They turned to God. Instead of us being able to say that about Jonah, because Jonah heard only part of God's plan. I believe that this is a very prophetic word for this season for a lot of you. Because I really believe that God is wanting to do something that He's been telling you He was going to do for a long time. How many of you, man, God's told you some things? Raise your hand. Be proud of that. Be proud that God has spoken some things into your heart. You know why He chose you? Because it's you. Because you matter to Him. And it didn't have anything to do with your talents, with how He saw you being able. It had everything to do with you're His son and you're His daughter. And because of that, God wanted to use you. You're special to Him. You're special to him. So this season, I've known God has been really, man, birthing. It might not be big to you, but my goodness, it's big to me. And I've been walking out this season, And so as I've been walking through this season, the enemy has brought a battle up to the front. And it's the battle right there. The enemy has tried to get me convinced that God is abandoning me. Now, in the early service, we kind of tiptoed up to that. But you know what? I'm not doing that with you. We're not tiptoeing up to that. All of us have roots of abandonment. All of us have moments like that right there where it looks like God has dropped the ball. The enemy comes, and if he can get us to agree that God is not going to be faithful to us, he causes us not to step into faith where God wants us to be. Those lies of abandonment, they keep you from having great faith. And the way that they do is, it keeps you from asking God the right questions. So in my life, where I really feel like God is speaking to me, I have faith in some areas. Man, there's some areas I've got faith. I know I have faith because God has walked me through, and it's not been a struggle for me. It hasn't been hard for me. There's time that has been hard for me, but God has walked me through. But I'm going to tell you, this season where God is birthing something that is so much bigger, it is so different. It's only a God thing. How many of you know what God is wanting to do for you? It's only a God thing. And so I've been challenged there. And I have a wonderful husband who does not fight abandonment issues or fear in these areas. So as we go, to walk through this season, I will say, he'll say, why is this hard for you? I don't know. I know God's going to be faithful. How many of you say that? I know God's going to be faithful. But I'm going to tell you the truth. Denial is not faith. Denial is not faith. If there are roots and fears of abandonment, if there are roots and fears that, man, God's going to drop the ball, if there are roots and fears inside of you that cause you to not have faith, that's denial. And it would be much better for you to open up those to God so that he can plant faith into you. Now, you're all said, I could never say, God, why have you abandoned me? I could never ask God that. That is never what a good Christian would say. But the truth is, a whole lot of good, really good Christians said that. David in Psalms 22 said, God, why have you abandoned me? He said, why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groanings? How many of you this year, you have felt that, but you would never dare say that? My hand goes up. I'm going to tell you, God wants the hard questions. You look at Gideon. We're going to look at Gideon. If we get time, we might not have time. But the thing about Gideon is, Gideon, when God first began to speak into his life something, God was telling Gideon what he was, and it didn't look like Gideon at all. Gideon said, where have you been, God? If you are with me, where have you been? Why does it look like you are abandoning me? And God didn't faze from that question at all. You know what God did? God answered Gideon. God answered Gideon. And you know what sold me on that? What sold me on the belief system that God wants us to know things inside of here that does not leave unresolved issues? Because I know we all have unresolved issues with God. We all have issues to where we've been in situations and God didn't answer it the way we wanted to, or it didn't work out the way we wanted to, or as we were walking the wrong life, man, people failed us. All of us have some issues where when it really comes to us standing in faith, the enemy sits there and says, well, God didn't. And hiding and burying that will never set you free. Hiding and burying that will never change that situation to be resolved from unresolved. It won't. Because where does truth come from? Where does our answers come from? From God, right? Our answers come from God. So if we keep on not asking God the right questions. We don't get the right answers. See, it takes the right answers to walk into where God wants you to go. It took the right answers to build faith, because faith comes by what, church? Hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. So if you aren't asking God, why does this look like abandonment? You're not getting the answer about what God is really doing or saying. And I have so many times been in a situation, and because I was a good Christian, I would never say that. And it left that issue in my heart unresolved. And God needed that to be faith. So, as I began to go along this path, I knew God was showing me something. God is real clever. He puts me in situations. And so me and my husband were having this dialogue back and forth. And he was like, why is this hard for you? I don't know. Why is this hard for you? I don't know. And then he said, why is this hard for you? And it came out of my mouth. I said, I've never seen God be faithful to me on this level. I said it. I said that. And the truth is, a lot of you have thought that. But when it came out of my mouth, I was able then to understand what I was really fighting. I was fighting that God was going to abandon me. I was fighting those thoughts that God was going to walk me into this situation, put me here, and leave me here to handle this on my own when He got me here in the first place. And my husband is really, really good to me. He turned around and said, because he could have said, and you get up and preach. You know, that might have been what I said. But he looked at me and he said, I can't wait for you to see what God is going to do for you. I'm going to tell you, church, you need to know that word right there, that God is going to do something great for you. And the enemy is scared. Man, the enemy is scared. He knows that we are in the season of us coming into some things in our life. He knows that. He knows that. So this is what I have found that the enemy does. This is what he did with Gideon. This is what he did with David. And this is what he did with Jesus. He brought abandonment at the very end of the battle. Because the end of the battle, sometimes we're tired, we're weary, we're confused. And at the end of the battle, if he'll bring the thought that God is not going to see you through, that God, I don't have time to do that. That God is going to leave you. That everybody got out of that boat and nobody told you. How many of you have felt that this year? I have felt a lot like this year. God, everybody else is leaving. Tell me when to exit. But the truth is, God placed you in the right place to bring out those fears, to see you through, to see you through. And the way I know this is, when I figured out, when that came out of my mouth, I was like, oh my gosh, that's an abandonment thought. So then I started digging. I'm telling you, David, ask God those questions. Gideon, if you go out the entire Bible, but what sold me on it was Jesus. Jesus, in the end of his battle, at the hardest moment of his walk with God, that right there was accumulation of everything emotionally and physically and mentally he was to do. In that moment, the enemy brought the same lie to him, and he didn't bury it. He didn't act like a good church person. And there were people wanting to see him fail. But you know what Jesus said? God, why does this look like abandonment? Why are you abandoning me right here? It is not a sin to ask God why you're in that situation. And if you don't ask God, you bury it. But if you do ask God, He gives you faith. He gives you the answer. He tells you what's coming. He tells you what you need. You can't make faith on your own. It don't say that faith comes by hearing, Crystal, and it just don't. Sometimes I wish it does. It just don't. Faith don't come from my mouth, and it don't come from yours. Faith comes from the mouth of God. So even if you have the Word of God, now, nobody get mad. If you have the Word of God, unless God has spoken it to you in that situation, it might not be faith. I've heard a lot of people walking around saying, well, I know God takes care of it. I know. But if you start talking to those people about the real situations in their life, they don't have faith. They don't have faith. They have church talk. Church talk is not going to see you through. But faith will. So until you have taken that abandonment word and you have put it on the table, the discussion between you and God has given you what His word is to take it off, you have not had faith yet. In this season, abandonment is not an option to God for you. We need to quit letting it be an option inside of us. We need to quit thinking that maybe God is not going to see us through. You need to start believing and asking what God is telling you in this season. This season, I believe, is real strategic because I believe that God is getting ready to end a season and begin a new one. How many of you know the prophetic words that were spoken over this church? We're going somewhere this year. We're going to another level in our lives spiritually and in so many different things that falls into alignment. We're doing that this year in this season. And the enemy knows that. The enemy knows God is getting ready to move. The enemy usually knows more than we know if we're not really talking to God about our life and about where we're at. So the enemy loves to come in at this season and to get us to be convinced that it's not God's will, it's not God's timing, it's not God's way. I'm going to tell you one thing about God's timing is the voice of God dictates God's timing. Timing don't dictate God's voice. And I'm explaining that to you a little bit more. Because God has told me and my husband some things. They're good things. They're good. We know God wants them for us. So we have went to God and asked for years and years. And every time, you know there's like a check. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing to have. But God hasn't come and told us to do them. Now, if it was my way, I would say that timing dictates God's voice. God, will you do this? Will you do this? If time dictates God's voice, when I ask God to do something, He turns around and does it. So my time dictates His voice. That's not the way it works. God's voice dictates time. So if God is speaking to you in this season right now, what He wants to do, what that means is God has activated His timing in your life, and the devil knows that. The devil knows that. If God is saying, I'm wanting to do this in you, I'm wanting to do this through you, that means God's timing is here. You see this in the life of Gideon, because see, the Israelites at that season, when God became and began to speak to Gideon, what was going on was they were in a season of correction. They were in a 7-year season of not being obedient to God, and they were being corrected. Now, can I be really honest with you? Yeah, okay? We have, a lot of us, been in a season of correction. This season of God speaking His word and getting us in alignment with what God is wanting to do has been a season of correction. But correction is love. Correction does not mean that God has abandoned you. Correction is not rejection. Correction, the Bible says that God corrects those kids He loves. So think back to this year. It's really important, I think, that we understand that right from God's perspective is that God comes into our life and He straightens up the parts of us that in this next season won't work. He comes in and He begins to align our lives up to live in a supernatural way. And God has done this with me. Man, God's really dealt with me this year on kindness. God's really dealt with me this year on love. There's things God has really been, I'll say God has taught me, but when I'm saying God has taught me, God's taught me because I haven't been doing them all right. That's what that means. I haven't been doing them all right. So I just really know that God has been taking us through a season of showing us where in our lives our level of living is not what God wants to walk us into. So I want you to think back for a minute. I want you to just think back to this year. And I want you to think of ways that God has set your feet straight. Ways that He's corrected your path. Ways that He's cleaned up your thinking. Ways that He's taught you how to spend right. Ways that He's taught you how to live right, how to love right, how to love others right, how to think right about Him, about how to move right. It's been a year of correction. Does everybody agree? Just a little bit? God has taught us some really good things. That's where the Israelites were. They were in a season of God correcting them. And if you don't ever come to a place where correction is not abandonment and it's not rejection, the truth is you'll never have the faith to come out of that season. You'll stay in the season of correction and abandonment and correction. And because what happens is God does not correct you to hurt you. He corrects you to love you. And until you come into agreement with this is good for me, you don't really come out of that season. You don't learn and you don't grow. But correction is not abandonment. It's love. But I believe, church, that God is getting ready to move us into another season. Because, see, when God came after the correction season and began to speak to Gideon in his heart, what that meant was the voice of God activated the timing of God, and God was getting ready to do something supernatural. That's this year. I believe, for some of you, I believe this word will trigger the hearts. I believe God is wanting to do something in you supernatural. It's wanting to be bigger than what you have been able to think of. It's what God is speaking into your heart. But see, the same battle, the very first battle that Gideon faced was the battle of, God, have you rejected me? Have you abandoned me? Because if you look in, Joshua 11, and I'm just going to finish it up right here. If you look in Joshua, I'm just going to tell you what I say. Can y'all take my verbation of the Bible real quick because of time? If you look in the Bible, what happens is the very first thing that God said to Gideon was, you mighty man of valor. He came and spoke to him what he was. That's the same way that God is activating that in you this year. Do you know that? The same process of this incredible journey that God is wanting to walk you into, it came to you the same way it came to Gideon. It came as a word into his spirit. It came as a word from God to him. You mighty man of valor. Gideon says, I am a farmer. Please, God, get the right ear. I'm a farmer. He was good at it. He could farm even in the dark. He could farm inside. He had natural talents beyond what I could even imagine. He could farm. But God didn't come and say, you mighty farmer. God came and challenged Gideon in an area where he was wanting to take him to, where Gideon had no idea what God was wanting to do. He came and he said, you mighty man of valor. That's what God has done with you this year. God has came and he has spoken things that he wants to walk you into in this next season. He's wanting you to get the faith to believe what God wants to do in this next season. And immediately the thoughts that we have all been here and fighting, the thoughts that we have all had at the very place where God begins to speak is, all right, God, if that's true, then where have you been? If you're wanting to use me, then where have you been? Why did you abandon us? Why did you let us defend ourselves? Why are we here in this moment alone? If that's true, why? And you know what I love that God did? God came and spoke faith. Because Gideon didn't mind asking God why. God came and said, Gideon, I'm with you. Just start walking. Gideon, I'm with you, son. Just start walking. See, that's our job in this process. God has the hard part. His part is thinking it and working it and doing it. Our part, our only part in this process, is getting in alignment with what God is saying and walking it out. He said, go in this might of yours. Go and do what I'm whispering to you to tell you to do. That's my word to you, church, this year. In this moment, is God is not abandoning you. What he's saying he wants to do, his voice has activated the timing. Don't let the enemy fool you. Don't let the enemy fool you. Just start walking. Just start walking. Just start letting every step be a step in the right direction, even if it's fearful, even if it's scary, even if it's crushing, even if it's hard. Let me tell you, as you continue to walk and you continue to talk to God, you will get faith that you never knew you could have. You will begin to walk into something and become something that you had no idea that you even had inside of you. The truth is you didn't have it inside of you. That's God coming inside of you. That's God making you be what He wants you to be. So what I really feel like today that I want you to take with you, I want you to take that in your life, we have a lot of doubts. The enemy was trying to get Jesus at the very end of His journey to have a lot of doubts. The enemy has been trying to convince us that God has abandoned us here. But if you will let those doubts, those insecurities, those lies come face to face with the Word of God in your life, you'll come out a conqueror. You'll come out a conqueror. You'll come out being something that you had no idea you could walk into being before. See, Jesus on that cross, you've got to realize that was a natural walk that He had to walk. But at some point, Jesus knew that it had to turn supernatural. How many of you, man, God, I'm doing the natural part, but at some point, this has got to become supernatural. We can't make the supernatural. That's God's part. That's the faithfulness of God. So we can keep on doing the natural part. And Jesus' natural part was hard. It was hard. And He put Himself in the position naturally to be where God told Him to be. But God does the supernatural. God does the supernatural. So when the natural timing was coming into alignment with the supernatural timing, God, Jesus, did what we need to do. He didn't bury. He said, God, why have you forsaken me? And when He did, God spoke faith. And faith started a supernatural work that you live out today, that I live out today, that each one of us have to have in our life to live a supernatural life. Let me explain to you what happened at that moment right there. When Jesus heard from God, He instantly breathed His last breath. It was the moment for change. It was the moment for the next season. God had walked Him all the way up to that ending line where that cross was the finish line for Jesus naturally. God has walked you all the way up, I feel like this year, to where you have done your part naturally. But I believe God wants to speak to you supernaturally. Because when God speaks into us supernaturally, it becomes a supernatural place that we live in. It becomes a supernatural walk that we walk. Now, here's what happened when Jesus received that word from God and He breathed His last breath. The supernatural took over in such a way that we know that He walked straight into hell and grabbed the keys and came back out. But here's what happened naturally. It says the veil of the temple was torn from top to bottom. Natural things changed instantly. The earth quaked. The rocks were split. The graves were opened. And the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after His resurrection, they went into the holy city. Supernatural things changed natural places. Your natural line is where God's supernatural line begins. When you do all that God has told you to do and you say, God, I'm here. And you are not abandoning me. You are not forsaking me. You have told me that. You finish and God begins. You finish and God begins. God comes into your situation and starts to do a supernatural work that becomes God in you. And you get to walk it out. And you get to just walk and say, oh my God, this is not me. This is you. Oh my gosh, this is not me. This is you. God, this is you. God, this is you. God, this is you. God's will be done in your life.